Welcome to the Wednesday, October 26, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from New York, New York. Chris wrote a diary today about recurring reporting, collecting some of the observations he made while reviewing recurring, meaning monthly or quarterly reports on the state of an organization's network security posture. These reports are typically made to upper management, and he points out four items that he found particularly indicative of good reports that are useful and well received. First of all, clarity. If the audience is upper management, use correct terminology and be consistent. Explain acronyms and avoid complex language. Secondly, consistency with that, of course, in order to be able to spot changes, either good or bad. It is important to be consistent in the format and consistent in how you use the data and how you report about the data. Thirdly, of course, be concise, focus on the essentials, and don't bore the reader with unnecessary details. And fourth, well, add color. Images can be helpful to clarify ideas, in particular if you have to clarify numbers, compare them, use them appropriately, and use them to clarify, not to confuse. Next, we got Tuesday's Critical Control, number 17. It covers the use of pen tests and red team exercises. Of course, whenever you engage in an exercise like that, permission and planning is a must. All too often, pen tests are seen too much as a capture the flag game, which can lead to broken applications and, of course, broken careers. If you don't get the right results, if you break stuff and don't have appropriate permissions. First, define the questions that you're trying to answer with your pen test, and then, of course, come up with the appropriate things to do to answer those questions. Russ wrote this one up, and please read his take on pen testing and red team exercises. But well, let's see what else we have. Hackers were able to penetrate systems at the Japanese parliament, stealing usernames and password. It appears that this breach was caused by malware. Now, the malware infiltrated several workstations by at least one member of parliament opening an email attachment. Google released a new version of Chrome, fixing 27 security issues and addressing the Beast SSL attack. Now, the Beast SSL attack is really more an SSL issue than necessarily a browser issue, but Google states that they modified some of their SSL libraries, these NSS libraries, in order to help out some hardware parts that were vulnerable. For OS X users or OS X users out there, the old Kitan Linux Trojan has been compiled to run on OS X. The Trojan has been called Tsunami by Sophos. Like Kitan, Tsunami uses IRC for remote control. Kitan in the past has mainly been used for denial of service attacks, but it is a pretty sort of generic bot Trojan, which could be used for other purposes. And Google is adding address space layout randomization, or ASLR, to the latest version of Android. That's Android 4.0 or Ice Cream Sandwich. This should make it harder to write reliable exploit code for any vulnerability that may be discovered. Android was a little bit late to that party. Linux, Windows, iOS, OS X already take advantage of ASLR. It does not prevent all exploits, but makes it harder to write them. In addition, the Keychain API is now available to application developers to securely store user certificates and certificate authorities. Well, anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.